organization.
Stepping up the victim. That's it.
It's time now for Coal Region Connections. A look at the history of our area and the memories we have of growing up in this region. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is hosted by veteran radio broadcaster and local historian Mark Merrick. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is brought to you by the Beacon Diner Restaurants, First National Pharmacy, Jesse Music, PLS Deli, Schaefer's Pharmacy, and Sidetrack Tap Room. And now, your host for Coal Region Connections, Mark Merrick.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard 1006, and this is Coal Region Connections, our weekly walk back in time. Talk about the good old days growing up here in the coal region. I don't think we have Dave DeCosmo leading off today. I think Dave is on a cruise. So we won't be hearing from Dave. So I am looking for a leadoff person today. Somebody to start things off. Maybe it's a comment. Maybe it's a question. Maybe it's a recipe. Whatever the case may be. Maybe it's a good old-time memory. Who's going to start things off today here at Coal Region Connections? 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. We've got a beautiful day out there. Not bad at all. And it's going to continue right into tomorrow. Temps today, low 80s. Tomorrow as well. Overnight lows, upper 50s. Again, not bad at all. Good sleeping weather out there. But it's been kind of dry lately. Usually I cut grass this time of year every 2 weeks. Normally I'd be cutting grass tomorrow, but I looked out there. It's dry. Crunches under your feet. We could use some rain out there. We could use a good soaker. We haven't had one for a while. And right now, I don't see any rain. Maybe Wednesday, Thursday. If we get a system coming up from the south, maybe Wednesday, Thursday. Not before that. So it's kind of dry out there. Farmers taking a hit. Corn, I was down at Faust. I wasn't sure what they're going to have this weekend with corn, but got some corn on Friday. I wasn't going to wait till Sunday. Got me a dozen on Friday. I got 2 dozen in the freezer. So I got my corn in the freezer for the wintertime. So I'm good to go. I'll tell you what's really good this year, cucumbers. Wow, some big cucumbers I've been getting at Faust. And we do a cucumber salad. Very refreshing. I don't know. My sister-in-law Kimmy does it, and my daughter does it. I know there's dill, there's vinegar, there's sugar. And is there water in there, too? I'm not sure. But very refreshing. Great side dish. All right, leading things off today, it'll be Mike in Summit Hill. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm the music teacher. It was so nice to meet you at the down there in Colesdale.
Okay.
On the mine number 9.
Number 9 and, mine, yep.
Yeah, it was really great to meet you, and I'd certainly be interested in coming by and speaking to you sometime about music lessons with the kids that I have, and so happy to be one of your sponsors.
Glad to have you aboard, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So this week we have something special. We're going to be taking our kids into a very famous music studio down in New Jersey. It's actually part of the RCA recording studio that actually was the studio that set the whole thing off in the early 1900s. Was the only recording studio, I think, in the world. It was the first one. And they manufactured all the, not only did they record in that one city block area, they manufactured all the, Victrolas that played the music that people recorded there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I like to take my kids somewhere where they get a lot of musical experience. And so we're going to be in there, probably Wednesday recording.
Okay, and where is the studio at?
It's in Jersey. It's part of the old RCA. RCA was originally located in Camden, New Jersey. And but this is actually one of the last remaining buildings, and that's in Penn Salk in New Jersey. It's where they used to store all their old. It used to be a storage place, and they converted it now into like a Renaissance like kind of recording studio. There's a venue for musicians to play there. There's a bar for entertainers. There's a lounge. There's an art gallery. It's a huge building, but it's one of the biggest recording studios on the East Coast there. Now, a lot of people might know this, a little trivia for you, that EMI, the label that eventually recorded the Beatles, they came over to Camden, New Jersey, and took exact measurements of the studio. And then that studio became Abbey Road. That was the studio that the Beatles recorded in.
Okay.
So a little trivia connecting Camden, New Jersey with England. But it's really fun because it's a great environment to take the kids into. And we're going to have a lot of interest there. I take beginners in and advanced students, and we get some professional players to come in and back them up a little bit, and we make a nice recording and gives them a little experience.
All righty. Very good.
Yay. So that's about it.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for checking in with us today. Good luck with your trip to Jersey with your students. And again, thank you for being one of our sponsors here on the radio.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Love your show, Mark.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good one, bud.
You too.
Bye-bye now. All righty. And you'll be hearing his ads over the coming weeks. So, music lessons. Music lessons. And, you know, there is a great gift for grandparents. You know, sometimes mom and dad just can't see their way clear to do music lessons. And there's a little something where the grandparents could step in and they could say, hey, we'll help with the music lessons. And so you'll be hearing Mike's ads here in the Dutch Trader and Cool Region Connections. So we thank Mike for hopping on board, being a sponsor. And the nice thing about our shows here on a Saturday, whether it's Dutch Trader or Cool Region Connections, affordable for any size business. I mean, we make it affordable for mom and pops. They'll say, oh, geez, advertising on the radio, I can't afford that. Actually, it's very affordable. The getting on shows, whether it's the Dutch Trader, whether it's Cool Region Connections. Over on our FM station, we have Polka Joe on a Sunday from 10 till 1. We have Rockin' with Roadkill Mondays from 6 to 9. Just to give you an idea of what we have out there, specialty programs. We have live broadcasts. We have remotes from various places throughout the course of the year. You could be a sponsor on that as a corporate sponsor. So we have a lot of things. Ball games right now, football games. We have football sponsors out there. Then we'll be doing a couple of basketball games after the first of the year. So, what of opportunity for mom-and-pop businesses out there. You know, silence is not good when you're in business. Got to get your name out in front of the people. I did it for years in sales here at WLSH. Full-time sales over 30 years. Darn, closer to 35, I guess. So, we are affordable. You know, we have WMGH. We have WLSH, a lot of options, a lot of opportunity. So give us a call during the week. Talk to Chris, our owner, Kayla, our office manager, and we'll set you up. We'll get you all set. It's 10:15. I'm going to do a quick commercial break. During the break, give me a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
Let's talk more about our beloved Coal Region after these words from the fine businesses who help make this trip back down memory lane possible. Coal Region Connections will be right back on AM 1410 WLSH.
A Tamaqua staple since 1946. It's Schaefer's Pharmacy at 408 East Broad Street. Proud to serve Tamaqua and the surrounding area. They offer competitive prices and personal service. They make prescription transfers easy. If you would like to use the drive-thru service, call ahead to make sure you're their script is ready and drive-through friendly. And they still deliver to Tamaqua. Like them on Facebook or check out SchaeferFarm.com. Schaefer's Pharmacy, a good neighbor pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved at 408 East Broad Street, Tamaqua.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, a great start to the weekend with a high of 84. Tonight, mainly clear, low 56. For tomorrow, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, a nice day for outdoor activities with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low 51. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
Such stories as H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds and Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea have challenged mankind. So today, man is successfully probing deep into the mysteries of the universe. Can he penetrate the greatest mystery of all, time itself? Magic of George Pal and the fabulous production know-how of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer to catapult you through time into a world that is yet to be.
Why is it that we usually ignore the fourth dimension? You see, we can move in the other three. As the doctor said, up, down, forwards, backwards, sideways. But when it comes to time, we are prisoners.
Inventor Rod Taylor's breakthrough into the realm of the fourth dimension is defied by his friend Alan Young.
If that machine can do what you say it can, destroy it, George, before it destroys you.
Every moment is a year, hurtling through the atomic wars of the future on an incredible excursion into the unknown. What are the people like? Ah, the shape of things to come. It's lovely Yvette Mimieux. And what happens when boy meets girl thousands of years hence?
How do they wear their hair?
Who?
The women of your time.
Up like that?
Show me.
Is this the human race of the future? Or is this the Morlocks, fiendish creatures who live in a weird underground world? And the Eloi, the tranquil sunshine people, who the Morlocks dominate and maintain like cattle, luring them below with the hypnotic wail of the sirens, to feed upon them in cannibalistic horror.
Alrighty, and that was Rod Taylor starring in H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, 1960. Great movie, and today we're going to do movie trailers about time travel. A lot of people fascinated with time travel, and so was Hollywood. Back in the, well, as early as the 1930s, when they did H.G. Wells' Things to Come. But boy, in the 50s and 60s, a lot of movies about time travel. So we'll be doing a couple of trailers today about time travel. Rod Taylor, by the way, also starred a little bit earlier before he did The Time Machine in another time travel movie. We did that trailer a week or two ago called World Without End. Another horn tooter. Boy, they're out there today. A lot of horn tooters out there today. And I got the doors open. So I'm going to hear him. I had the back door open, getting some fresh air here in the studio. And so, any of the horn tooters out there going by the radio, I'll hear you. I'll hear you. We're at 10:20, and I'm ready to hear from you. Give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. You know, as we get older, I think a lot of us have one thing in common. We are having a hard time with change. Do you have a hard time with change? If things change, do you have a hard time dealing with it? I do. I'm not afraid to admit it. You know, I kind of like things when you've been doing things for so long, 50, 60, go 70 years, 80 years, you've been doing things, and then all of a sudden you have a change. And boy, it's tough. It's tough. And adapting to change. I saw this week where Campbell Soup Company, we all grew up with Campbell Soup. It's been around since after the Civil War. I think they've been calling the company Campbell Soup Company since like 1922. They want to change their name to the Campbell Company. All right. Because they have all these other product interests like Prego and a couple other things. So I guess their soup sales aren't so hot. No pun intended. So they want to change their name. And I guess it's going to be decided on by the shareholders in November. They want to drop soup from the title Campbell's Soup. So what are they just going to have on the soup cans? Just Campbell's? I don't know about you, but Campbell's Soup used to be a great deal years ago. Remember, you used to be able to get soup, 3 cans for a buck, chicken noodle soup. They'd have a sale where 3 cans for a buck. Now you're lucky if you get 1 can for a buck. And it's even worse. So they wonder why their soup sales are down. Just look at the price. The cans are smaller. Let's face it, most of the stuff in a soup can is water. So they throw a few pieces of chicken and a couple noodles in there. The markup is tremendous. So they wonder why people aren't buying Campbell's soup. You know, preferably, I'm a Lipton soup person. You know, naturally, homemade chicken soup is the best, but Lipton soup. Throw a packet in there, put your water in, heat it up. You want to put a couple other things in, maybe throw a little bit of garlic in there. I like Lipton soup better. But yeah, they want to change the name from Campbell Soup Company to just the Campbell Company. Now, there's other companies that made some name changes. 2018, Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe you didn't notice, but now they just call themselves Dunkin'. 2021, Krispy Kreme, used to call them Krispy Kreme Donuts. They also shortened their name just to Krispy Kreme. 2012, Domino's Pizza. They took out the word pizza. Now they're just Domino's. You notice that? Let's see, 2011, Starbucks Coffee. Now they're just Starbucks. And there you go. Kentucky Fried Chicken. They made the change back in 1991. They're just KFC. Now, on that one, they took a little blowback on that because everybody thought they got rid of Kentucky Fried Chicken because they weren't using chicken anymore. It was processed whatever. So they had a big PR problem with that. I'll give you one other thing that I have trouble adapting to, and it just started this week. As you all know, I like to come home, have supper, sitting at the lunch counter, turn on the TV, and there's Judge Judy. And so from years on the Scranton station, there is Judge Judy from 4 to 6. So have my supper with Judge Judy. This week, what do I see? There's a show on there called Justice Judy. So after decades, what, over 25 plus years of Judge Judy, now they change everything around. Justice Judy. The bailiff, Bird, Petrie Bird, he's gone. Some other dude is there. They got a court stenographer in there. They got a law clerk just kind of hanging out in there. They changed the music, changed everything around. Justice Judy, I cannot adjust to it. I'm looking for something else to watch. They have Justice Judy on from 4 to 5 and then Judge Judy episodes from 5 to 6. So I'm looking for something else now when I eat my supper at 4 o'clock. I just can't handle Justice Judy. If the wheel ain't broke, don't fix it. for 25 plus years. There's Judge Judy, a staple on TV. And they go and they change it around to Justice Judy. Now, apparently, this happened 3 years ago. I'm just seeing the reruns. They're just starting to put the reruns on TV. I don't know if they're doing pay-per-view or whatever they did with it before, but I never saw any Justice Judy episodes live. So now they're putting it on in reruns. Nope. Sorry. I'm not adapting the change either. Justice Judy. 1026. How about you? Are there things in your life that change? Oh, I'll tell you another one, and don't get me going on this. New cars. New cars. And I get to see a lot of new vehicles at BHA. I think we're up to 50 fleet vehicles right now, and they get some new vehicles. And all these bells and whistles they're putting in the new cars. I'll tell you what. I think I need a class just to go back, learn how to drive these cars. All this stuff on there. You know, I'm used to a gear shift. Now it's push button shift. I mean, thank goodness, you know, I had that 2019 Subaru. It's still something that I could handle. There's a lot of information stuff. I guess they call that infotainment. All that extra crap they're putting in the cars these days just to jack up the price. So, all you guys driving around your classic cars, your collector cars, be thankful they're still out there. Be thankful. 1027. Again, if you have trouble adapting to change, what are some of the things you're having trouble adapting to these days? Things that you did all your life and now you're forced to change. Banking. There's another place with a lot of change. Don't want you seeing a real live teller anymore. Now everything is ATMs and on the phone and on the computer. How about going to the grocery store? Self-checkout. You know, again, every time you have these so-called great changes, what does it do? It puts people out of work. If you have all these self-checkout things, well, there used to be employees that do checkout. Oh, they keep a few around. But again, banks. Remember, you used to go there and there'd be like maybe 5, 6, 7 tellers going in a bank. Now you're lucky to walk into a bank, see all these empty cages. Maybe got one teller inside, one teller at the drive-thru. That's it. What's the next step after that? They're closing down the branch. Now you got to drive. Find another bank. So how adaptive are you to change? A lot of older listeners that listen to this show, like me, have a hard time adapting to change. How about you? What are some of the things you have problems with adapting to? We'd like to hear. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. And we'll be back with more right after this.
We'll recall, remember, and reminisce some more as Coal Region Connections continues in just a moment on AM 1410 WLSH.
Sidetrack Tap Room, your place for game time action. 315 North Railroad Street in Tamaqua. Bring your friends. Bring everyone. Come on down. Hours of operation and call ahead for specials. Check us out on Facebook for daily updates. 570-668-1591. 570-668-1591. That's Sidetrack Tap Room, a friendly, non-restrictive atmosphere. Come on down. Have fun.
800-326-WLSH, 645-3123, call and talk with Mark, the lines are open now, it's Coal Region Connections.
The power, cut it!
Wait a minute, look!
Thank you. You are still in your own world, Earth. The year is 2071.
The Time Travelers. Preston Foster, Philip Carey, Mary Anders, John Hoyt, and Dennis Patrick take you into a world beyond belief, where a season's growth can be condensed into seconds. Variable light becomes a seductive, melodic symphony. And the Lumichord, the love machine, gives sensuous stimulation that conditions both men and women to a fuller, richer life of love. This is the world of the force field barrier, the laser pulse beam, the vibratransporter, and the Alpha Centauri starship. In the year 2071, scientific superbrains manufacture almost human robots. Whole armies of androids that fight off the feared mutants.
We are the last normal human beings on Earth. There is a creeping death all around us, and we cannot stay.
Where can you go?
To another planetary system.
Wait a minute, you can't go out there. The mutants are everywhere. They're fighting.
Ago, that movie was playing in the Angela Theater, Coaldale, and the Victoria Theater in Tamaqua. The Time Travelers. The Time Travelers. As we do some trailers, movie trailers involving time travel. There was another version of that movie. Similar thought. It was called Journey to the Center of Time. And that was made around the same time, 1960s. Couldn't find a trailer on that one, though. So there you go. Bringing back memories for you. Time travel memories. We have the Gooch on the line. Hey, Gooch, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, Mark.
Hey, bud.
Well, you're talking about self-checking.
Yeah.
When I go to Walmart, I don't go there. I always go to the checker.
Me too.
Yep.
I mean, I always feel that whenever anybody goes to a self-checker, they're putting somebody out of work.
Exactly.
That's how I feel. And so, you know, and they'll try to, oh, listen, you don't have to wait in that line for the checkout person. You can self-checkout. No, thanks. I'll go to the checker.
I don't mind either. There's somebody to talk to a little bit when you're checking out, too.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
I mean, some stores, you know, especially the big chain stores, they think it's the best thing since buttered bread, but I'm sorry. I will not change my ways.
That's the way I feel.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
And in the bank, I always go in the old-fashioned way. I always go inside the bank.
You know, in the same way, and unfortunately during COVID, the only way you were able to deal with a bank is you had to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to put up with it back then, but you're absolutely right. Even when I had the leg, I went in with my walker into the bank. Again, I'd rather walk in, walk up to the counter, have a nice chat with the people. You're not really rushed. I agree with you, buddy, 100%.
That's what I do. I enjoy going in and talking to somebody, you know?
And, you know, when you think about it, when you go into the bank, you know, if their salespeople were good, they would just come out from behind their desk and say, hello, how you doing today? And just not necessarily selling them, but just introduce themselves. You don't see enough of that at the banks either, where they have the people inside the bank an opportunity to get more business. They'll just sit at their desk like bumps in a log.
Yeah. M&T and Tamaqua, they're pretty nice.
Are they?
Oh, they're real good, yeah.
Okay, good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah, I always go in there, have a little conversation and that, you know, makes you feel good.
Yep, Yep, that's good. That's good. I mean, again, it's hard to change. Now, again, the younger generation, they don't have a problem with change. But you and I, a lot of other people, have been doing things for decades. It's tough to change.
That's right. You're correct.
Yep. How about cars? Now, you have your 1950 Ford.
Yeah.
Now, when you're not driving the 1950 Ford, what other type of car are you driving around?
A 2012 Chevrolet Malibu.
All right. And how do you like it?
It has some bells and whistles on it, but not as bad as the newer one.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, I have a 2018 or 2019 Subaru, and it has bells and whistles on it, but again, it still has like a standard type shift, you know, a regular shift versus push button. I know how to turn the radio on without having to go through all the bells and whistles. So from that standpoint, that's good.
Well, that's the way mine is too. Yeah.
And if I ever have to upgrade, like I got a 2008 Subaru right now, I'm going to run that into the ground. If I ever find that I have to get another vehicle, I will get something maybe on the order of a 2018, 2019. I'll get a used car.
Yeah, well, that's why I feel too.
Something simple without all this infotainment nonsense.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Great. That's good. So what else is happening, Gooch?
Well, I'm going to a car show today.
Oh, where are you going today?
Down in your area.
Whereabouts?
You know, before you get to Normal Square, you know, on the left, that coming east, you know that church with the big steeple on it?
Oh, the Free Church.
Yes, oh, yes, that's where I'm going.
So when is their car show?
Registration starts at 12 noon.
Oh, I'll be seeing that on my way home.
Maybe you will.
I drive right by there on my way home. In fact, I'll be running late today because I have a meeting with the owner, Chris, and Kayla. So I'll probably be passing by there after 3. I imagine that place will be packed.
Oh, it probably is, yeah.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. You taking Chippy with you?
No, my friend told me maybe I shouldn't take him because it's going to be too hot for him.
Well, it's going to be in the 80s. You're absolutely right. And there's not much.
I think he'd be more comfortable at home.
Yeah, there's no shade there. It's going to get hot. You have a black car. It's going to draw the heat in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good move, buddy. Good move.
And then tomorrow, I'm going to show up in McAdoo.
Oh, that's at the Little League Field.
Yes, the Little League Field. Yep.
And what time is that tomorrow?
I should be there. They said the latest I could be there, they said, be there about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to have your Gooch shirt on?
I have it on right now.
All righty. So you're all set for the car shows today and tomorrow, and you got some great weather for it.
Yes, I do.
That's good. Well, I hope you have a good time, Gooch.
I always do.
All right. Maybe we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, talking to people and that, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. And I'm sure they all come up to you. Hey, you're the guy on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Way to go, buddy. All right. Have a good time this weekend, buddy.
I sure will.
We'll see you, Gooch.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye now. There's the Gooch at hometown. He's all set. He's going to some car shows this weekend. Good for you, Gooch. I have Doug from Manhattan on the line. Hiya, Doug. How are you, buddy?
Very well, Mark.
Good.
Talking about Judy Justice, it's been around for 3 years on Amazon.
On Amazon, so it's a pay service.
I guess so. I don't know. It was called Amazon Free V.
Free V?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
And they have already done 300 episodes. Now it's in syndication. And in some markets, Judge Judy is running opposite Justice Judy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
now, there's also a little nepotism here. The law clerk is Sarah Rose Levy, Judy's granddaughter from her first marriage.
Okay.
But the girl did graduate from the same law school as Judy did. So the kid is a lawyer. And her son, Adam Levy, at one point was the district attorney of Putnam County, New York.
Okay.
And that's Sarah. They they asked Bird, you know, how he felt about all this, and he said he was just very grateful to have 25 years in television with her.
So he didn't want to come back with this reincarnation version?
Well, he didn't say he didn't want to come back. He just said he was very grateful for the 25 years that he was with her.
I mean, frankly, the guy they have on now, he's a dud. He's a real dud. I mean, I can't adapt to the show. They got a law clerk. They got a stenographer sitting up there now. And I'm sorry. I cannot adapt to the show. I don't think I'll be watching it. You know, when it's on, I'll be looking for something else.
Well, you know, Judge Marilyn has another show, too, that's different. And the new one doesn't even look like a courtroom. I mean, it is, but it's so modern, it doesn't look like a courtroom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Again, you have something successful, and you try to reinvent the wheel.
Correct.
And I'm sorry. You know, I would always believe if the wheel ain't broke, don't fix it.
I mean, it's the same thing when they reboot TV shows.
Yeah.
There was a full-featured movie of the Honeymooners, which was a total bomb.
Yep.
Because we expected to see who we expected to see.
And whether it's going to be the Honeymooners, whether it's going to be they'll try to do a reboot of Abbott and Costello. I'm sorry, there's only one Abbott and one Costello. There's only one group called the Three Stooges.
Absolutely.
So there's some things that you just can't change and hope to win with.
You are right.
Well, maybe somebody will wake up in Hollywood. Won't be in our lifetime, though, buddy.
Well, I guess somebody who thinks they see dollar signs is always up to some kind of a scheme.
Well, usually they look for sucker investors. More often than not, with the reboots, it's nothing but failure.
I also read that Judge Judy had a dispute, apparently, with the distributor of her other show, which actually led to her doing this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They were in court battling over something.
Yeah, but the old Judge Judy show is still on the air in markets. I mean, they're still on. They have Justice Judy from 4 to 5 and then the old Judge Judy from 5 to 6.
Yeah. But whatever prompted her to come to this one was a dispute with a syndicator. So maybe they have a new syndicator.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. We'll find something else.
Yep.
All right. Doug, anything else today, buddy?
Not that I can think of, just that it's a wonderful, beautiful day.
Oh, I'll bet. It's going to be a hot one in the Big Apple today.
Uh-huh. We're going to call us the Baked Apple.
The Baked Apple. There you go. Doug, thanks for the call.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now. All right, Doug. And he listens in on the internet every weekend. Doug from Manhattan with close ties here to the coal region. Doug, thanks for your call. Always gives us good information. So, three seasons of this Justice Judy. It's now in what he calls syndication. And he says it was on a thing called Amazon Freevee. Never heard of it. Although I am a Pluto TV person now. I mean, there's a lot of good old-time shows on there, old-time movies on there, and it's free. So, if you have an iPad at home, I put it on my iPad. Saw the old Outer Limits from 1963 this week. They had episodes. And then after that, they had the Twilight Zone on the one channel. They had the Mission Impossible channel. They had the Andy Griffiths channel. They had Nonstop Dynasty, if you remember the Dynasty TV series. But it's really neat. You know, they have old series. Old movies, my daughter Jolene was in her glory the other night. They had an Abbott and Costello movie marathon, all of them. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, The Killer, The Mummy, The Invisible Man. She was up till 1:30 watching Abbott and Costello the one night. So that's what good. Pluto TV. It's free. It's on the internet. It's 10:45. I'm going to do a quick commercial break. During the break, give me a call. Share a thought. Share a memory. Ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
Coal Region Connections continues after this on AM 1410 WLSH.
My name is Michael Kraft, and I'm passionate about teaching children musical instruments. I specialize in guitar, violin, viola, and cello. If your child is interested in taking any one of these instruments, please call me at 570-393-7369. That's 570-393-7369. Children who study musical instruments are more likely to excel in all of their studies.
Attention motorsports fans, enjoy free all-ages events Saturday, September 14th and Sunday, September 15th. And while you're there taking part in the fun, check out the delicious food available. You can find more information and lists of events at weatherlyhillclimb.com.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. For today, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, a great start to the weekend with a high of 84. Tonight, mainly clear, low 56. For tomorrow, areas of morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, a nice day for outdoor activities with a high of 81. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low 51. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Pick up the phone. Give Mark a call. 800-326-WLSH. 645-3123. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
Next caller, Brandon from Nesquehoning. Hi, Brandon. How are you today?
Hi, how's it going, Mark?
Okay.
I wanted to call and talk to you about you were talking about Pluto. On your iPad.
Pluto TV, yes.
Yeah, that's great. You know, you can go to the top, and you can actually go on demand. You don't have to go through their listing.
Okay.
You know, like what's on now, you know. You can go to the on demand part and pick what you want to watch when you want to watch it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and you can type in search and search for exactly what you want, you know.
I mean, it's free. It's free, Brandon,
exactly.
But you gotta pay for it with the commercials. And so they do have commercials in there, and just like everything else, there's a lot of political commercials in there. But
but the cool thing is like it's not that many commercials, and they sort of tell you, you know, like, oh, good commercials coming up in 5 seconds.
Right.
On the different different apps, it's different for the different ones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because and what you can do for older TVs is you can get one of those Roku things.
Yes, yes.
From the Walmart, or one of those streaming devices. There's a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
But some of them, I mean, the TVs now, they come preloaded with the stuff, all the different ones, the Tubis, the Plutos, the YouTubes, the Sling TVs and everything. And we thought it was great because we're not originally from around here. We moved up here about 5 years ago. And where we're from, we could get over the air. You know, you just plug the little antenna in the back of the TV.
Okay.
We didn't pay. We came up here. Everyone was like, your cable bill is $200.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what? So we didn't have cable or nothing. So essentially, we didn't have any TV or anything until we found out about the Wi-Fi thing. And we got the little Wi-Fi from Blue Ridge or whatever, and now we have TV and everything. So that was great for us.
Well, again, a lot of people are cutting the cord on cable. It's no secret. And instead of paying $200 and some, they're just getting through their internet. Maybe it's 60, 70 bucks a month. Yeah. I have internet coverage in my house and
internet and your TV.
Right. Right.
It's great. And you know what? For the older people, it really is user friendly. Cause I tell you the truth, I'm in my 50s, but I've never been like, I was never all in on the computer stuff or anything like that. But to start using it now, it really is user-friendly.
But again, we talk about people that are resistant to change. A lot of our senior citizens, they've had cable TV forever. And it's a tough adjustment for them right now. But right now, economically...
But right now, needing that money,
I mean,
it'll be an easy adjustment.
Even if they have something basic, you know, they're still paying 40, 50 bucks a month.
You don't get that much for that.
You get what? 20 channels maybe, and none of the good ones.
Yeah, but you know, it's just crazy because on the internet, I mean, there are so many apps and everything. I mean, everything you can think of, from HGTV to like, you know, all home improvement stuff,
uh-huh,
to all mountain biking. You know, like they have a mountain biking channel. They have everything. You can't believe it.
Well, again, I think it's the wave of the future. I mean, as far as cable TV, its time is limited. Their days are numbered. They're going the way of the dinosaur. 5 years, 10 years tops, there's not going to be cable TV in this country anymore.
Nope.
It's all going to be wireless.
Just like the video stores. It was funny. We were looking at old videotapes and stuff, and one we had bought from a Blockbuster video.
There you go.
They're gone, you know what I mean?
Well, around here, there used to be a chain called Hometown Video. I mean, their primary stores in Hometown, but they had at least six different stores back when VCRs came out there and you used to go and you rent your VCR tapes.
Yep.
Well, that day is gone. Right now, it's...
Time, please rewind.
Yes, yes. There you go.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Well, you have a good day.
All right, Brandon. Thanks for the memories, buddy.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now. All righty. Blockbuster Video. Oh, boy. Boy, remember those old days? Was it 40 years ago? All right, back around late 70s or 80s. Came out with a VHS. Go rent your movies. You know, first it started with the first run movies. Then they started to expand and went into classic older movies. And then, you know, the price came down. You wanted to buy a new movie, it was 60, 70 bucks. Now you go out and get a DVD for what, 5, 10 bucks on some of them, especially the older movies. And a lot of it is available on the internet. Just pick it up on there. But yeah, how times have changed. Things change. All the video rental places, 24-hour video. What was it? 48-hour video? I think we had a couple of those around here, 48-hour videos. Well, they came, they saw, they're gone. Video stores. All right, 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. This is Cole Region Connections. We talk about the good old days, bringing back memories. That's what we're all about. And I'm ready to hear from you. Got a memory? Share us a thought. Memory? Got a question? We'll try to answer it for you. Today we're talking about change. How adaptive you are to change. And tell us things that you just cannot adapt to. Give us a call. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Beautiful day on the outside. Next caller is going to be Larry from Summit Hill, and we're going to talk to Larry here. Larry, how are you, bud?
Okay, then, Mark. Good morning on this beautiful day.
Morning, Larry.
You're talking about change, right?
Yep.
Now, I believe there are pros and cons in reference to change involving technology. I believe... some manufacturers with cars, I don't know. I didn't go online to research anything. But I think now there are some cars, or most cars, maybe from 2018 to the present, that, you know, you can't really check your oil with a dipstick or your transmission fluid. But I think there's a fluid there inside the vehicle where you don't really have to really check it, but if you want to check something, you really can't do it yourself. You got to go to a professional and see if you have the oil there, if there's a leak or whatever it may be. But so there's a lot of changes, and then when something changes, then maybe in time something changes again. You know, so there's pros and cons with it, you know. And just like some consumer items you buy, like if I buy at a store, whether it's a food item or it could be some other item, sometimes the packaging, boy, sometimes it's hard just to open that package up.
Okay.
You know, you need a scissors or something a little bit to open it up and get it started or to get it in there, you know. But some change is good, but there's pros and cons to it, you know, because things keep then changing again, you know. So... that's what I was wanted to call and talk about, you know.
Well, is there...
I would think maybe some of the elderly or older people, you know, maybe they get adjusted to something or an item or product, and
then all of a sudden, then there's a change again.
Is there something that changed that you're not using or not buying anymore? Is there something that you just said, listen, you know what? They changed that. I'm not buying it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mark.
Yeah. I'll give you an example, Larry.
Go ahead.
Remember buying Aunt Jemima pancake mix and syrup?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. They dropped Aunt Jemima. I guess in this political correct country of ours, they didn't want to have Aunt Jemima on a box.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what? Ever since they changed that to whatever they changed it to, is it Pearling Mills or whatever it was?
I don't know, Mark.
Well, you know what? A lot of people don't know. I don't buy that product anymore. You know, usually you change a name because there's something wrong with a product. There is nothing wrong with Aunt Jemima pancake mix. I love the buttermilk mix. Nothing wrong with Aunt Jemima syrup. They just wanted to drop Aunt Jemima, an icon that's been around for decades.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
We're talking about Campbell's Soup. They want to change maybe that name to whatever it may be.
Just to the Campbell Company.
Yeah.
I mean, we all grew up with Campbell's Soup Company. Yeah. And they want to drop the word soup.
Yep. So.
So.
This is what we have today. Like I say, sometimes you know you see all the advertisement, especially like with your cell phones, computers, various TV providers, and maybe you want to opt or change, and then you change, and then you find out down the line that something goes or increases in price, and you know, or something changes again. So, but you were talking about changes. Like I said, there are some good things, pros and cons. But I guess I don't like really change. I'm a little bit older, and I like to keep things like simple.
Sure.
You know, because things could get a little more difficult. Just like my lawnmower outside, my push lawnmower. That's there 10, 12, 15 years. I sharpened the blades up one time. I'm still cutting the grass with it. Diane cuts the grass with it. And you don't need gas. You don't need anything, you know.
Oh, what kind of, what is it, an electric or a battery? Or
no,
what
no,
is
a push lawnmower.
Oh, one of the old style, I call them muscle power.
Yeah, push lawnmower, yeah.
Muscle power push mower.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a gas powered mower and electric trimmer, string trimmer, but I'm just saying, you know, it you're going about 15 years. And I sharpened it maybe, yeah, one time.
Okay.
And it still cuts really nice and low. You could set it, you know, to your height you want your grass or cut, you know.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, it's not bad at all. I oil a little bit of it so it's easier maybe to push, you know, or something. But we still have it, and I love it. We love it.
I remember as a kid, my dad used to go to the cemetery. I remember he used to go to the cemeteries all the time to cut the grass. And he would throw it. You know, throw that in the trunk and get the old muscle power push mower at the cemetery. And it was a regular thing in the summer, you know, maybe every week, every other week at the worst. Yeah.
And just like you're mentioning out by the cemetery, well, you know, I used to take the little small hand cutter out.
Okay.
And that worked fine to trim just around the stone there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless you have electric trimmer, you know.
Right.
Like powered, you know, trimmer.
Right.
You know, just, what do you call it? Automatic. You don't need an electric cable. You charge it at home and you just take it out.
Sure.
Too, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to just mention that. Maybe you'll get a few other callers to call in or something.
Okay.
You know, and so how's your knee doing? Pretty good now?
Yeah. I mean, a little better. I mean, every day a little bit better. I mean, it's going to take a little while to get to 100%. I'd say I'm about 70% right now.
Yeah, but great. That's good.
I could walk around, no pain anymore, no pain sleeping. I'm comfortable. So all in all, I can't complain.
That's good. Okay, then, Mark. Nice talking to you again, like always.
Okay, Larry. Have a great weekend, bud.
Yeah, likewise. Okay, Mark.
We'll see you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good buddy Larry in Summit Hill. I'm, you know, Larry's right. You know, with all change, there's pros and cons to it. I think most change is economically motivated, though. You know, look at cars. You know, just makes life more complicated with cars, more expensive with maintenance. One example right there where change isn't always good. Hey, it's 11 o'clock, straight up, AM 1410, WLSH Lansford, the station you grew up with. Quick break, open phone lines. Give me a call right now, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
AM 1410, WLSH, Lansford, Lee Hyten, Hazleton, the station you grew up with.
It's 1101.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them, it's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen in our temperature.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
We now return to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
Remember watching the Rat Patrol back in the 1960s? There's a TV show you don't see too much in syndication. To be honest with you, I don't think I've seen it at all. It's been decades since I've seen an episode on TV of the Rat Patrol. Something we kind of grew up with. Remember Rat Patrol and Combat and 12 O'Clock High? McHale's Navy, Hogan's Heroes. Boy, a lot of great World War II TV shows going back in the 60s. It's coming up on 11:04, and I have open phone lines right now, so give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Let me tell you about a bingo, all you bingo people out there. The Starting Over Animal Rescue is having a bingo in Schnecksville on Sunday, October 20th. Doors open at 11, bingo starts at 1. It's at the Schnecksville Fire Company Pavilion, 4550 Old Packhouse Road in Schnecksville. Designer bags and cash, 20 games plus 5 specials. There's a basket raffle, door prizes, refreshments. Tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Bring a pet food donation to be entered into a special drawing. And if you want more information or advance tickets, here's a phone number to call. It's in the West Penn Township, Andrews area, 570-386-9241. The Starting Over Animal Rescue, SOAR for short. They're having a bingo October 20th, a Sunday, Schnecksville Fire Company Pavilion. Again, doors open at 11. Bingo starts at 1. For designer bags and cash, 25 games and 5 specials, huge basket raffle, door prizes, and refreshments. All righty, he's back. The Gooch. Welcome back, Gooch.
Hey, Mark. I just heard that, the theme from Rat Patrol.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday night.
Oh, where is it on?
Right after Combat.
Well, what channel? Or what network?
What? Heroes and something.
Heroes. See, we don't get that on Blue Ridge.
Oh, don't you?
No, we don't get it.
Oh.
So you're on Service Electric, right?
Yes.
All right, so Service Electric could still see the Rat Patrol and Combat on a Saturday night.
Rat Patrol, Combat, and Black Sheep.
Okay, Black Sheep Squadron, all right.
Yeah, and that one from Vietnam, my brain isn't working.
Oh, boy, I don't know which one that one is.
Oh, man.
Like I said, I could rattle off the World War II TV shows, but anything...
What's the Bomber Squadron?
I don't know. You got me on that one, bud.
Oh, man.
So, what is that? Heroes Channel, you call that?
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
The Heroes Channel?
Yeah.
Okay. We do not get that with Blue Ridge. You know, we get all these nonsense shopping channels and everything else, and there's a good channel I think me and a lot of older folks would enjoy.
Yeah, I know they would.
And we don't get it.
Oh, God.
We don't get it.
Well, yeah.
There you go. And again, another reason why a lot of people are dumping. The bills keep going up, but the quality of what they offer goes down. It goes down.
Well, Service Electric is good.
Okay.
So far, yeah.
Well, how much you pay? Well, you have a basic service. How much you pay a month with Service Electric?
With the telephone and the TV, $162. Yeah.
Wow. But I'll tell you, if you probably factor out the phone, you're probably still looking at about $130-some.
Yeah.
The phone isn't a big component of that $162 bill. Mine's like $250 a month, I think. I'm not sure. I have to look again. I just got the bill the other day.
Oh, wow. That's pretty steep.
And that's no phone, no security systems. It's a bunch of boxes, cable, and internet.
Oh.
And, again, the biggest part is cable. And, you know, the biggest part of your cable bill, Gooch, it's what they call subscriber fees.
Oh.
You know, every time they give baseball players and football players a raise, you have higher subscribers. The NFL goes and tries to shake down the networks for higher subscriber fees. And the networks passes on to the local TV stations who pass it along to us.
Yeah.
And yet you go to your cable company and say, I'd like to see what the subscriber fee is for ESPN, which is one of the highest ones out there. They won't tell you. Yeah, and this is where our lawmakers say that should be an itemized part of your bill. You know, transparency, that should be on your bill. And as a result, you and I should be able to choose what cable channels we want and which ones we don't want.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
I'm not a sports fan. I don't watch ESPN. And yet that's a big part of your bill.
Yeah.
You know.
I know where you're coming from.
Take ESPN off. And put on a Heroes channel for me.
Yeah.
And we should have that choice. And again, cable companies don't want to give it to us. So people are saying, well, the heck on you. Cut my cable. Cut the cord. And that's what people are doing. And I think they'd rather go down these cable companies with a sinking ship than give the people what they want.
That's right.
It's a shame. It's a shame. And our lawmakers in Washington, because this is a Washington deal, they do nothing.
Yeah, ask me about it.
They do nothing. They do nothing.
All right. With my phone, I get free calling from all over the United States.
Okay.
Canada, Mexico, all the islands. It's all free.
Well, I have a landline, just like you have. It's through Verizon. It's direct through Verizon. It's $30 a month, but I don't have long distance on there.
I have long distance.
I don't need long distance. And the only reason why I have the landline, like a lot of people, a lot of older people, you know, it's kind of like a backup. When cell service is out, you always have the landline.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
You know, fortunately, my phone costs have not gone up. Maybe over the last 10 years, it went up maybe $5 maximum, which is not bad. Not like cable companies that raise their rates twice a year.
Well, mine, they don't raise it twice a year.
Well, Blue Ridge, minimum, twice a year they're raising the rates beyond the inflation rate. So that's why every time they raise their rates, people are saying, listen, I'm done with cable. They're cutting the cord.
Uh-huh.
And again, more the ones that are holding on the longest, Gooch, are the senior citizens.
Yeah, like me, yeah.
They've had cable forever. It's easy. It's simple. It's right there. But it's getting to the point, seniors on a fixed income saying, listen, they got to choose between cable TV or their heart medicine.
Yeah.
And it's coming down to they're dumping cable. They have to.
Well, it beats getting the channels of a pipe wrench.
Well,
yeah, remember I told you?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm up on a hill, and one of these days I'm going to go and get one of those digital HD antennas.
Uh-huh.
Put it on my TV, and just out of curiosity, how many local channels can I get? I'm willing to bet I could get Wilkes-Barre, Scranton stations. Because of where I am, I could probably get Harrisburg, Lancaster, Lebanon area, the Allentown station. So for the local TV stations, you know, instead of paying for that box, that little box every month, you know, I may just go and, especially if I'm not watching that TV a lot, it's in a spare room or something like that. I don't need a box in that room. So I'll go to Walmart someday and see if they have it, try it out, see how it works.
Yeah, they can tell me how it works then.
I'll let you know whenever I go there. I don't go to Walmart too often. I could probably count on one hand how many times I go to Walmart over the course of a year.
Well, I only live a half a mile away from Walmart.
Well, so. I know. You're close by. I mean, I'm not far. One in Lehigh, one in hometown, but it's the kind of store that I just don't feel comfortable shopping in.
Wait till you hear this.
What?
Speaking of Walmart, before I had my operation and that, you know?
Uh-huh.
I had a seizure in Walmart.
Oh?
So they called 911. And the paramedics loaded me in the ambulance, you know?
Okay.
And as soon as they loaded me in the ambulance, you know what they said?
What?
It's the Gooch. Yeah.
Did you have your shirt on?
No, I didn't have my shirt on then.
Well, how do they know it was the Gooch?
My voice.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, the one paramedic said, look, it's the Gooch.
They recognized the voice.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that great.
How about that?
That's a story, Gooch. That's a story. All righty. Well, I thank you for the callback.
You bet. I enjoy calling.
All right. Gooch, have a good one.
I will.
All right. He says the Rat Patrol is on a channel called the Heroes Channel, which we don't get on Blue Ridge. It's 11:14, commercial break. Hey, during the break, give me a call. I want to hear from you, share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. Got a recipe you want to share with us? By all means, give us a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
We'll be right back with more Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH. First National Pharmacy at 143 West 1st Street, Lehighton is a locally owned, family-run pharmacy. With over 100 years in business, First National Pharmacy is Carbon County's oldest business. They go way beyond filling prescriptions. They take the time to answer any questions you might have. They offer free blister packing. First National Pharmacy has a comprehensive vaccine program. RSV, COVID, and flu vaccines are now available. Support locally. First National Pharmacy, Lehighton, a good neighbor pharmacy.
Regional weather. This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a beautiful start to the weekend, high up to 84. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Areas of morning fog tomorrow, then mostly sunny. A nice day for outdoor stuff, high up to 81. A moonlit sky to stroll by tomorrow night, low 51 to wrap the weekend. When you get back at it Monday, gonna be comfortable. Mostly sunny with a high 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
Remember, recall and reminisce. You simply will not find another show like this. Cold Region Connections on WLSH.
Garrison's Gorillas. Garrison's Gorillas. It was on around the same time as the Rat Patrol, going back late 60s. It was in color, so that's how I know it was at least the late 60s. That's when you had the breakdown. Mid-60s is when you had the transition. A lot of the networks transitioning from black and white to color TV. Mid-60s. It's 11:17. I have open phone lines. Who's next? Give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. We're talking about adapting to change here in the 21st century. Are there things that you just can't adapt to? We talked about self-serve in the grocery store, self-checkout. We talked about drive-thru at the banks. Are there some things that you're just not adjusting to right now? The new technology. Cars, the new cars. Can't get used to the new cars. How about the Pennsylvania Turnpike? Talk about change. Remember, they used to be toll booth operators at all the interchanges? Now, look at the amount of employment that involved on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And you know what? You had all those toll booth operators making a nice buck with great benefits. And look how low the tolls were back then compared to what they are right now with a fully automated system. Now you just drive through. If you don't have Easy Pass, they take a picture of your license plate, and a couple weeks later, they send you a bill. And it's more expensive to drive on the turnpike now than it ever was. They have rate increases every year. And yet, look at all the employees you don't have anymore. People out of work. Automated. Is it better? Some people say it's more convenient. I didn't even know they made the changes. I got to go back to around Christmas time when my sister-in-law, Kimmy, and I, we had to take Dookie to the emergency vet in Quakertown, took the turnpike. It was a rainy Sunday night. We got on at Lehighton. I didn't even know. I says, where's the toll? Oh, no, you just drive through. They'll take a picture. Kimmy was aware of it. I wasn't. That was the first time I was on the turnpike. In years and years, didn't know they made the change. And a couple weeks later, I get the bill in the mail. I'm paying top freight, back and forth, from Lehighton to the Quakertown exit. It's 11:20. This is Coal Region Connections. We talk about the good old days. We bring back memories for you. Do you have a memory you want to share with us today? or a recipe. Maybe you got a question about something and you want me to get an answer for you, or one of our listeners to get an answer for you. We're here for you. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. As I mentioned earlier, this is the last official weekend for summer. Next weekend, we'll be into the beginning of fall, officially. Last weekend of summer. So we talked about this about a month ago. And we're going to ask the question, what kind of winter? You see, the almanacs are out there and they're making their prediction. Will we have an easy winter? Will we have a harsh winter? Will we have a very cold winter? Will it be a warm winter? Will we get a lot of snow, sleet, freezing rain? And we talked about 20 signs of a hard winter ahead. And these are the 20 signs that you'll find listed in a lot of your almanacs. 20 signs of a hard winter ahead. Thicker than normal corn husk. Woodpecker sharing a tree. The early arrival of the snowy owl. The early departure of geese and ducks. Early migration of the monarch butterfly. Thick hair on the back of the cow's neck. Heavy and numerous fogs during August. Raccoons with thick tails and bright bands. Mice eating ravenously to get into your home. The early arrival of crickets on the hearth. Spiders spinning larger than usual webs and entering your house in great numbers. Pigs gathering sticks. Insects marching a beeline rather than meandering. The early seclusion of bees within the hive. Unusual abundance of acorns. Muskrats burrowing holes high above the riverbank. See how high the hornet's nest is? 'Twill tell you how high the snow will rest. The narrow orange band in the middle of the woolly bear caterpillar warns of heavy snow. The squirrel gathers nuts early to fortify against a hard winter. Frequent halos or rings around the sun or the moon forecast numerous snowfalls. So those are your 20 signs of a harsh winter ahead. Has anybody seen any of those signs out there? I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of acorns. But I haven't seen a lot of squirrels. You know, if you're driving on the back roads and you'll see a lot of squirrels, you're out dodging squirrels on the back roads. Haven't seen a lot of that lately. I notice in some cases bees nests seem higher, but I've other people tell me some of the hornet nests were lower this year. So we're getting a mixed signal on that one. No report yet on the woolly bear caterpillar. I have not seen one yet. Usually I always see a couple on my driveway. Have not seen a woolly bear caterpillar yet. A little early for the frequent halos and rings around the sun and the moon. That usually indicates ice crystals in the upper atmosphere. And yes, it's much colder up there, but you know, a little early for that. I think you'd be looking for that more towards November and December. For those halos or rings around the sun or the moon. Have not seen geese heading south yet. Have anybody seen flocks of geese, V formation, heading for the south? I haven't seen any yet. They were arriving early for spring. They were arriving back in February, but have not seen the geese. So if you've seen any signs of a hard winter, let us know if you've seen any of those signs. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Coal Region Connections. We have fun here on a Saturday morning. We talk about a lot of things. Except politics. We steer clear of politics. Nobody wants to talk. Everybody is so fed up of politics. You can't even watch TV anymore. You can't even watch YouTube anymore. Everywhere you turn, political bullpucky, all over the place. I have to stomach it during Judge Judy, but that's it. That's the extent of my network TV right now. Thank goodness for my DVD collection. Got everything I need on DVDs. I'm a happy camper. 11:26, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do a quick commercial break. During the break, give me a call. I want to hear from you. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more after this.
The memories continue after this. It's Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
For breakfast that is served all day, lunch, dinner, or a snack, check out the Beacon Diner Hometown and the Beacon 443 Diner in Lehighton. The Beacon Diner Hometown is open 7 days a week. The Beacon 443 Diner in Lehighton is closed on Tuesday. Stop in either Beacon location to satisfy your appetite.
Coal Region Connections and WLSH.
Remember that song, The Wackiest Ship in the Army, going back to the 1960s. Wackiest Ship in the Army. Alrighty, I have open phone lines, 1127. Give me a call, share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. We're all about memories. Let's hear one of yours. Also talking today about adapting to change. How good are you at adapting to change? Good? Not so good? Have a tough time with it? Does it stress you out? Does change stress you out? Give us a call. Tell us how you adapt to change. There's a lot of things changing in the world. Every day there's change. Every day. Are there some changes that bother you? This is where you could talk it out here at Coal Region Connections. Change from the good old days. Is it change for good? Change for the bad? Let us know. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. All right, let's take you down memory lane. All right, time to go down memory lane with the Shoreliners. Uniman Polka.
Uniman, he must have full dinner can. Starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hope he's go. Uniman, Uniman, he must have full dinner can. Starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hope he's go. Contract miners dig for coal, every day was go down hold. Something happened he don't like, have big meeting, call and strike. Dinner can, starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hold his go. Uniman, Uniman, he must have full dinner can. Starting time, whistles blow, call and strike and hold his go. Sign a contract, he get raised after strike and many days. Butcher common, ring and bell, how high prices, no can tell.
We'll be right back.
celebrate. Drinking, drinking, taking straight. Striking business, someone say it's okay till Pompeii Day.
The Shoreliners, the Shoreliners, and the Uniman Polka. And I remember that song on WLSH as a kid. Probably the first polka I ever heard in my life as a kid, the Uniman Polka. And it had a nice, snappy beat to it. There's also a story that goes with the Shoreliners and the Uniman Polka, stemming right here from WLSH Radio. That's right, there's a story. Many of you may not be aware that WLSH went on the air Christmas Eve 1952. And from 1952 to 1977, we had a giant, humongous production studio. Bands, school groups, church choirs, the Scouts, big name personalities entertained, did live broadcast, and made recordings inside that big production studio. When Bud Onks became the sole owner of WLSH and it switched from Miners Broadcasting to Pocono Athersite Communications, Bud cut that studio in half and made two studios out of it. One was a production room where we had Purdue and commercials, a separate room, soundproofed with carpeting on the walls. And then the other room was the on-air room, primarily for Alice, Bud's wife, when she did her Ask Your Neighbor recipe show. Alice had that room. Now, they used it for other things, but that was primarily Alice's room. From 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And she did her recipe show in there, a recipe show that spawned two successful cookbooks, the Ask Your Neighbor Recipe Book, Volume 1 and Volume 2. So we talked about the studio. Bright's Department Store used to do a weekly variety show. Brought in stars like Arthur Treacher, Ruth Chatterton. Now, in 1958, a Lansford band called the Shoreliners introduced their version, what you just heard, of the Uniman Polka. It was on a weekly WLSH radio show called the Panther Valley Parade of Hits. Now, Uniman Polka was written in 1927 by Albert, nickname was Abby Martin. He was an office worker for the LC&N Company. R.G. Wildermuth, some old-timers in Summit Hill may recognize that name. He was a Summit Hill TV dealer at the corner of Oak and White Streets. And he sponsored the Shoreliners Saturday mornings on WLSH. Well, Bud Onkst, and he wasn't owner of the radio station then, back in the 50s, he was general manager of WLSH. And Bud thought the Shoreliners had potential. So in October 1959, Bud contacted Columbia Records in New York City and set up an audition. The band went to New York City, did a demo recording of the Uniman Polka and another polka called the Laughing Polka. Well, according to the late Ed Gilday, he used to publish the Valley Gazette. Remember the Valley Gazette newspaper? Ed used to be an editor at the Times News before leaving there and then starting the Valley Gazette. Or I should say actually continuing the Valley Gazette. But according to Ed Gilday, Mitch Miller, recognize that name? Mitch Miller, Sing Along With Mitch. Used to have a TV show. Remember the little bouncing ball that went over the words of the song? Well, Mitch Miller was head of Columbia Records. And as soon as Mitch heard the Shoreliners once, he said, let's do it. Let's do it. Columbia made 10,000 records. Uniman Polka on the one side, the Laughing Polka on the other side. And I'll tell you, I never did ever hear, maybe Polka Joe has it, but I never recall hearing the Laughing Man Polka. Anyway, Columbia Records made 10,000 records and they sold each and every one of them. And if you happen to have one of them at your house, it's probably worth a couple bucks right now. The Uniman Polka. Both songs earned a 4-star rating on the same. It was a 45 record. 45 RPMs. Now, if you're not familiar with vinyl, and a lot of you aren't, if you're under 60, 45 is the record speed of the turntable. And you had 45s, 78s, which was before 45s, and then LP, long playing, 33 and a third. That's your big albums. So we talked about the Shoreliners. They're in New York. They did the audition. Mitch Miller loved them. And in November of 1959, they signed a 5-year contract with Columbia Records. To be honest with you, and I couldn't find any records on this, I don't know how many records they did after that, but they did have a contract with Columbia Records, a 5-year contract that started in November of 59. Band members, any of these ring a bell to you? Bill Hiberchek, saxophone and leader. Wash Butkiewicz on the accordion. Nick Nichols, banjo and guitar. Jack Yelsch, bass and vocals. Lino Totani on the drums. Other members included Richard Rose of Summit Hill and Eddie Jones of Phoenixville. The Shoreliners received further accolades in Walter Winchell's column and by a columnist at the New York Daily News. So there's a little story about the Uniman Polka and a great Coal Region band back in the day, the Shoreliners. And that story I just relate to you can be found in my book, The Station You Grew Up With. So a little teaser for you for the book. One of the many stories you'll find. And we have copies of the book available right now here at WLSH. We sold a couple at the No. 9 Mine and Museum picnic Labor Day weekend. Sold a couple of them for Polka Joe's anniversary. I suggested to our owner that whenever we have a live broadcast, whether it's our FM station or WLSH, take a couple of books. So if we're going to be on the road live broadcasting somewhere, ask about the book. You could buy it right there, $25. And you could always get with me here at the radio station. I'll autograph it for you later. I have people dropping in from time to time on a Saturday. They'll bring their book with them and say, hey, Mark, I just bought this book through Amazon or whatever. Can you autograph it for me? I'll be glad to. Just drop by the radio station. If it's during the week, drop it off. Name, address, phone number. I'll autograph it for you. Tell me how you want it. And you can pick it up then the following week. And from time to time, Chris will have a book or two sitting for me in here. So there you go. Little story, little history story for you today with the Shoreliners and Uniman Polka. Nick Nichols, I recall he must have had a bar, and again, some of my older listeners in Lansford would remember this, had a bar across the street from what used to be the old A&P and then John and Bob's Market and Silver Furniture on the other side of the street. And he had a kind of a neat musical note type sign. Nick Nichols. Again, he was maybe a little bit before my time. But some of my older listeners out there may remember Nick Nichols and that place he had on East Ridge Street in Lansford. All righty, I have open phone lines. It's 11:40. I'm ready to hear from you. Give me a call right now. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. Hey, have you got a recipe out there you want to share with us? By all means, give me a call. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9144. 9574. We're transitioning from summer to fall. Any good transition recipes out there? My daughter, Jolene, she's really starting to spoil me lately. Since she moved in, and she's kind of like my caregiver, helping me out a little bit. It was really great when I was down with my knee. But she's experimenting now and doing a lot of the cooking. And she's learning some of the fine arts of baking. And I'll tell you what, she's done, you know, this past week, she did, first time ever, she did a peach pie, peach crumb pie. Came out excellent. Peach cobbler, apple cobbler over the past month. Excellent. She did a from scratch homemade cheesecake with cherries on top and cherry filling. Came out excellent. I may start putting weight on again. I got down about 18 pounds since Rose passed away, and I may start erasing some of that with all the goodies she's making for me. Way to go, Jolene. All righty, I am going to do a commercial break, and during the break, give me a call. Let's hear from you. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
You're tuned to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410, WLSH.
Attention motorsports fans, enjoy free all-ages events Saturday, September 14th and Sunday, September 15th. And while you're there taking part in the fun, check out the delicious food available. You can find more information and lists of events at weatherlyhillclimb.com.
A Tamaqua staple since 1946. It's Schaefer's Pharmacy at 408 East Broad Street. Proud to serve Tamaqua and the surrounding area, they offer competitive prices and personal service. They make prescription transfers easy. If you would like to use the drive-through service, call ahead to make sure your script is ready and drive-through friendly. And they still deliver to Tamaqua. Like them on Facebook or check out SchaeferFarm.com. Schaefer's Pharmacy, a good neighbor pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved, at 408 East Broad Street, Tamaqua.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a beautiful start to the weekend, high up to 84. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Areas of morning fog tomorrow, then mostly sunny. A nice day for outdoor stuff, high up to 81. A moonlit sky to stroll by tomorrow night, low 51 to wrap the weekend. When you get back at it Monday, going to be comfortable. Mostly sunny with a high 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
And I hear the Weatherly Hill Climb going on this weekend, and there's another change I can't get used to. Back in the old days, going back to the Bud Onks days, we used to be a fixture at the Weatherly Hill Climb. Bud used to take his camper. He had a small camper that doubled as a mobile broadcast studio. And he used to take the camper and park it at the base of the mountain. And we would be broadcasting live the whole weekend, all the races at the Weatherly Hill Climb. And what was it, really races? It's just how fast can you get up the hill. And we used to be stationed at various points going up the hill. And I remember he had me in one curve. I don't know what the name of it was, but I swear if that vehicle left the road, it was heading right for you. It was that close. And we did live broadcasts, live reports. Back in the old days, I believe the Weatherly Rotary Club was the primary sponsor of the Weatherly Hill Climb. And from what I remember, and this is what I can't get used to, it always used to be in October because of the fall foliage. I don't know when that changed with the Weatherly Hill Climb, but I always remember being up there in October. The leaves were changing. The leaves were falling. You'd be walking along the path, which paralleled the road going up the mountain. Was it the Buck Mountain? The Buck Mountain. And it was something for the town. I think the fire company used to have the breakfast. All the merchants had things, you know, happening. Used to have the old, the old J&E IGA and a couple other businesses. There weren't a ton of businesses in downtown Weatherly, but there were a couple. And so it was a great, great townwide event for the weekend. But I do recall it was first or second week in October. Now I see they transitioned to the second week in September. I don't know if that's because of the racing schedules or whatever, but a little hard to get used to. Just seems so much better in October, you know, with the fall foliage especially. And around here, you know, we have some great views of fall foliage. But Weatherly Hill Climb, we were involved years ago, back in the Bud Onks days. Alrighty, memories for you today here at WLSH. I'd like to hear a memory from you. Give me a call. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. We're all about memories. We're here every Saturday, 10 to 1. If you can't hear our show live, and we're on the internet, go to WMGH.com, click on WLSH, go to Coal Region Connections. We have an archived section where you could hear, right now you're here last week's show. We make a change usually every Monday between 9 and 12 noon that we switch out the shows. So maybe you can't listen to a show, you're away, whatever the case may be. Right now, if you were to go on this weekend, last week's show is posted. And then after 9, 12 noon Monday, this week's show is on there. So no reason to miss Coal Region Connections. I believe we're the only program, unless they added one and I'm not aware of, that is archived every week for you. Possibly Doyle Dietz's show may be archived. Experience the Outdoors. Heard Sundays at 7 o'clock here in WLSH. 9 o'clock Saturday mornings on WMGH. 8 o'clock on Sundays on Sunny 1100 WGPA, or station in the Lehigh Valley. So there you go. And thank you. Because anybody that goes to that site, we don't know who you are, but we know how many people go and check out that site. And that's why we keep it. People like to listen in. Maybe they're away for Saturday. They want to hear what happens. So we have the show posted. So we know how many hits we have on that particular site. And so it's definitely worth our while. And it's kind of an added bonus for our advertisers. You know, they advertise in our show live from 10 to 1. But then as an added bonus, their ads are also heard during the archive shows that people tune into. So a little added bonus for our advertisers. Open phone lines right now. Give me a call. Kind of a sluggish day today. I have to blame it on the weather. We got a beautiful, it's a 10-star, 5-star rating weather forecast. Beautiful across the board. So I guess that's probably one of the reasons why we were on the soft side with the Dutch Trader. And 1, 2, 3, 4, only 6 callers so far today here for Coal Region Connection. So give me a call. Let me know you're out there. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. All right, time for another trip down memory lane.
Can't help thinking that somewhere in the universe there has to be something better than man. Has to be.
The words are Charlton Heston's.
Get out a last signal to Earth and we've landed.
The world he finds out in the galaxy will challenge every idea you've ever had of civilization. A planet where man is the lowest order of living things, and the superior beings are apes. They build the the cities. Make the laws, the gods, and control the guns that hunt a race of lowly, terrified humans who run wild in the jungles, are caged in the prisons, and stuffed in the museums. 20th Century Fox transforms the motion picture screen into Planet of the Apes. Pierre Boulle's finest novel since Bridge on the River Kwai.
The world gone insane. An upside-down civilization that could not be real. Yes, a world of madness and terror.
Man has no understanding. He can be taught a few simple tricks, nothing more.
You did it. You cut up his brain, you bloody baboon!
Did not end here. It ended in an episode so unpredictable, so shocking, it made the horror which preceded it seem calm and gentle as a summer's night. A great many people worked long and hard to answer the question of what a civilization would be like where the evolutionary process had been reversed and apes were the superior species. Hundreds of technicians and the largest number of makeup artists ever assembled assisted the producers, the writers, the director, and the cast, Dr. Cornelius, Roddy McDowell, Dr. Zira, as played by Kim Hunter, Dr. Zayas, as portrayed by Maurice Evans, and Nova, by Linda Harrison.
Now the tribunal has placed you in my custody for final disquisition. You realize what that means?
No.
Emasculation to begin with. Then experimental surgery on the speech centers, on the brain. Eventually a kind of living death.
Planet of the Apes, beyond your wildest dreams.
Do you remember what movie theater you saw Planet of the Apes in back in 1968? They did four sequels after that. The second one, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, wasn't all that bad. It was kind of a continuation of the first part, but 3, 4, and 5, Escape from Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, Battle for the Planet of the Apes, meh. Duds. I think that spanned a period of about 5 or 6 years. I guess they finally wised up after the fifth one, yet Hollywood, in their infinite wisdom, decided to do a reboot in the 21st century. And there's been, what, about 3 reincarnations of Planet of the Apes? None of them turned me on. I still think the original 2, Charlton Heston, Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Good movies. Good movies. After that, typical Hollywood, all downhill. All righty. I have open phone lines. Give me a call right now. Tell me what's on your mind. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. I'm trying to think, is it the Comet TV channel? I think it's the Comet, the sci-fi channel, Comet. They will do, from time to time, a Planet of the Apes marathon. They'll have all 5. Running back to back to back to back. Haven't seen it lately, though. But I know they've done that a couple of times. Marathons. Planet of the Apes marathon. All right, I have open phone lines. Like I said, kind of a sluggish day today. I'm doing a lot of talking. And I am going through my cherry Pepsi. I'm under a half a bottle right now. So I could use a phone call right now. Somebody to chat with. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. A lot of you attended Polka Joe's big birthday bash back in May 30th weekend. Well, next year, our sister station, WMGH, is having a birthday. I believe 60 years on the air. Went on the air in 65, 2025 be 60 years. We want to do another party and want to get some feedback. I have a meeting with the owner, Chris, and Kayla today. We want to talk about this a little bit. Something on the scale of what we are doing with Polka Joe. Now, with Polka Joe, we had two polka bands. I'd like to have a slightly different approach. Like to have a polka band and an oldies band. Kind of cover a couple different music segments. Like to have a local polka band and a local oldies band. That's my thoughts. And a lot of other things we had with Polka Joe. Hey, it worked. We'd like to recreate it. Have some food. If we could do it at Lakeside, that would be great. Sometime next year. So if you have any feedback for me, feel free to share it with me. I had one of my callers who suggested a local band as far as for oldies. So I have a couple of notes I'm going to go over with Chris and Kayla today. If you're going to do something like that, you got to start the planning early. So that's what we're doing right now. Again, got a little meeting with Chris and Kayla after we're done today. And maybe we'll have a party, a WMGH Magic 105.5 WMGH party coming up maybe sometime next summer. We'll keep you posted on that. I have Frank from Hazleton on the line. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning, Mark. I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing good, Frank. Doing good.
Good. Yeah, Mark, you could include me with you and yourself in the gooch in that category of being a creature of habit.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, one thing that always got me is when you go into any store now that has these self-checkouts, which I won't go to either, they'll have a person there from the store swinging a key around for waiting for somebody that gets mixed up or can't, you know, seem to get their order rung out the right way. Instead of them opening their register and cutting back on letting the people, that would, to me, would be a smoother flow.
I've seen them too at the stores. They always have that. I call it the watcher, you know,
waiting
for somebody to screw up somewhere or somebody to be messed up or whatever the case may be. You know, again, that person would be better suited in a checkout aisle, helping people like you and me, but instead they'd rather see long lines of what the two or three aisles that are open. You know, they think, and people are going to get fed up, Frank. They're going to say, listen, I'm going to go to another store.
Yes, they will. You're absolutely right.
You know, I'm going to go to another store where it's easier and better checkout. And, you know, are we seeing, you know, in grocery prices, you go there, I go there, we all go there. They haven't come down. They say inflation's slacking off. It's not slacking off in the grocery stores.
No, no, I take notice to that every week.
So, with these self-checkouts, again, they're saving supposedly money on personnel, but they're charging more. So, really, you and I got to say, they're just gouging the people and making bigger profits.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
this is just another observation, Mark. Back in the 70s, there were two A&P stores here in Hazleton, one that served the northeast section, one served the northwest. And a majority of their business was a walk-in trade. But like they say, bigger is better. They closed the both stores, and they opened a big store out by the Laurel Mall, which it didn't last long at all. I mean, a lot of their trade was walk-in. People didn't have cars. Today, you could get a bus to almost anywhere, you know, public transit, if you wanted to pick up a few small items that go by the mall in these different places. But I think they shot themselves in the foot by doing that.
A&P was a once respected store around here. You had all towns, and a lot of them were maybe not giant A&Ps, but I know Tamaqua had an A&P down here. Lanceford had an A&P. In the middle of Lanceford. And then ultimately, they had the A&P in the James Way Plaza in Tamaqua.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then all of a sudden, I guess there is no more A&P, right? Is A&P?
Probably not around in the northeast here. Maybe toward Philly there might be. Or then they open like those convenience stores down that way, A&PM markets.
Okay.
You know, but like you said, sometimes bigger isn't always better, and new and improved isn't always what it's cracked up to be in my book.
I'll tell you what, my late wife, Nan, and I used to shop the AMP in Walnutport. And it was a great store. She loved the meat. She loved the prices. We would make a trip down there with a grocery order. Well, then after that, they changed the name to Superfresh.
Yep.
And that was the new A&P name, Superfresh. And then that was around a couple of years. I didn't think it was as good as A&P, but it was okay. And then, boom, it was gone. That was it.
Yep. They used to have the regular coffee beans, the 8 o'clock coffee.
8 o'clock coffee?
Right there for you.
Yep.
Yep, and then, like you said, Acme, they changed the Super Saver, and to me, the hometown service wasn't there as the years went on.
Yep, you're absolutely right. There's another great name, Acme. We all grew up with Acmes in the coal region.
Mm-hmm. But just keeping in line, Mark, when you get a break in the action, maybe you could play the song In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
Oh, boy, there's a blast. And, hey, that'll stick with our time travel theme for today.
Yes, it will.
All right, In the Year 2525, I will check that out during my commercial break.
Thank you, Mark. You have a good day, a good weekend, and a safe week.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good one, buddy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Boy, I haven't heard that one for a while. I know I have it in the system, so I'll dig that up for you, Frank. Boy, talk about AMP. How many people out there know what the initials AMP stand for? I mean, the younger generation, again, if you're under 60, forget it. Unless they're a trivia buff. But a lot of people may not even know what AMP stands for. All right, I'm going to do a break here at the top of the hour. One more hour to go here at Coal Region Connections, and with Frank leaving, I have open phone lines. So give me a call right now, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
Sidetrack Tap Room in Tamaqua is selling pies. September's specialty pies are pecan apple, $15, creamy Dutch apple, $15, pumpkin cheesecake, $13, and shoe fly, $12. Order deadline Monday, September 23rd. Pick up Friday, September 27th. Call for specials and place your orders with Londi at 570-668-4005. Sidetrack Tap Room, your place for all the game time action. And pies, 315 North Railroad Street, Tamaqua. Life is short. Eat dessert first.
AM 1410 WLSH, Lanceford, Lehighton, Hazleton. The station you grew up with.
It's 1203.
Ipana presents Bucky Beaver Space Guard.
Brush it, brush it, brush it. Here's a new Ipana with a brand new flavor. Get dandy for your teeth.
It's danger, and he's headed this way.
Some of the big cavities in everybody's teeth.
Now, Beaver, I'm going to blast holes in your teeth.
I tell you!
New Ipana knocks out decay germs best of all eating brands, including fluoride toothpaste.
Brush it, brush it, brush it. Here's a new Ipana with a brand new flavor. Knocks out decay germs best. Fresh, clean, and minty. You'll like it. New Ipana toothpaste.
We now return to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH.
I have Vince from Lanceford on the line. Hey, Vince, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, how are you, Mark?
Doing good, buddy. Doing good. Welcome.
AMP was in a coal. What was it called again? Atlantic Pacific.
Was it the Great Atlantic and Pacific Store?
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah.
AMP.
Nice to see you again at the coal mine.
Yeah. I mean, good to see you there. And you had your Elvis shirt.
Yeah. You like that, huh?
In memory of Rose, I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. I thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Good to meet Lorraine.
How about that?
Pretty lady.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was nice meeting her. Yeah. You know, I spent last night.
What's that?
I had the PV football game on.
Okay.
And watching Mount Carmel and Southern Columbia play.
Okay.
PV won their first game last night.
Oh, who do they play?
They played Pine Grove.
Pine Grove, okay.
Yeah, they won 13-7. I had on the radio, yeah.
Ah.
Well, it's gone, but can't go anymore, so.
Okay.
And then Mount Carmel beat Southern Columbia 7-6. That was a good game.
I think that's a second loss of the season for Southern Columbia. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, but they're still good, though. They're still a good team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I remember years ago, Panther Valley, Mount Carmel. What a way to kick off the year.
Yeah, I remember their band. They had a good band.
Well, I think a lot of people just went to see the band.
I think so, too.
I mean,
maybe they beat them, though.
Yep.
Anyway, he played on that team.
Okay.
And, that's about it, I guess.
Used to go up to the Silver Bowl for the away games to Mount Carmel, and then you went to the Italian restaurant. What's it called, Matucci's?
Yeah.
That was kind of like their version of Cashmere's.
Yeah.
That in Lance Ward, where did you go after the game? Most people went to Cashmere's. That bar was three deep at the east end of Lance Ford.
I know.
But in Mount Carmel, it was Matucci's.
Yeah. Did you go to the game, Mark?
What's that?
Did you go to those games?
Did I go to them?
Yeah.
Oh, we went up there, and especially if we were doing a broadcast in Mount Carmel, we were over at Matucci's after the game. There was no reason for us to get home in a hurry, and it was usually like every other year we'd be in Mount Carmel doing a game. So Pat Morgans and I, we would stop in after the game.
I wonder if that place is still open, Matucci's.
I don't know. I mean, it's been decades since I've been up there at the Silver Bowl, so I haven't done a game since 2011, so I don't know if it's even there yet. Maybe somebody around Mount Carmel could tell us if that Italian restaurant, they had great Italian food.
Oh, that was good.
It was great, so I don't know if they're around yet. Matucci's, I think it was Matucci's in Mount Carmel. Isn't it still around?
Near the stadium.
Yeah, it wasn't far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't far. And I think your hardest thing is find a parking place.
Yeah.
Try to find a parking place.
They're the good old days.
That they were, buddy.
I used to enjoy going to games. Can't go anymore, but what are you going to do?
So you watch them on TV.
Yeah. Or
you listen on the radio.
Yeah, so last night.
And that's the reason why... You know, people say, why do you still broadcast games? And one of the biggest reasons was always for our shut-ins.
Yeah, there were two games. Tomoka was on, too. Tomoka played last night, too.
Okay.
That was an FM.
They had Jim Thorpe, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomoka's, they're doing good.
Yeah, I hear they're off to a good start.
They're 4-0.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
They'll be playing that North... Lehigh, that'll be a good game.
Northwestern, yes.
Yeah, they're tough.
and you know what? In a way, I'm glad to see that rivalry because it's a backyard scrap, in my words. I mean, it's a neutral pole. It's right over the mountain.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, like I says, a lot of these games, Tomoqua Palisades or Penn Argyle, who cares?
Yeah.
But really, at Tomoqua, Northwestern, and I see they have Tomoqua Pottsville again, I'm glad to see games like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
I hope it's on TV or radio.
I'll have to see. I have the schedule around here somewhere. I'm sure it will be. It will be. All right.
Okay.
Vincey, good to hear from you again. It was good to see you at the number 9 mine. And again, thanks for wearing the Elvis shirt in memory of my late wife, Rose.
You're welcome, Mark.
Well, see you, Vincey.
Okay, bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye now. All righty. Vincey from Lansford. He remembers the AMP in Lansford, the Great Atlantic and Pacific store. The Gooch is back. A threefer. Hey, Gooch, he's back again.
Yeah, remember I couldn't remember them two shows?
What's that?
There was on Saturday night.
Okay.
Tour of Duty and 12 O'Clock High.
Tour of Duty, I don't remember. That one does not ring a bell to me at all. 12 O'Clock High does.
Yeah.
But Tour of Duty does not at all ring a bell to me.
That comes on right after Black Sheep.
Oh, you mean that's on that Heroes channel?
That's it,
okay.
Yes.
I don't remember that when it ran first run. That one does not ring a bell to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that memory break. Great, thank you, buddy.
Okay.
We'll see you. Bye-bye now.
All right, now.
All righty. So those are the two shows he's thinking about on that Heroes channel on a Saturday night. I said Combat, Rat Patrol, 12 O'Clock High. I don't recall the TV show Tour of Duty. All righty, going out by request. And I'll probably hold on that because I have another caller checking in, so I don't like to do a song if I have a caller checking in. So, tell you what, we're going to get to that caller after this quick timeout.
Let's talk more about our beloved coal region after these words from the fine businesses who helped make this trip back down memory lane possible. Coal Region Connections will be right back on AM 1410 WLSH.
Sidetrack Tap Room in Tamaqua is selling pies. September's specialty pies are pecan apple, $15, creamy Dutch apple, $15, pumpkin cheesecake, $13, and shoe fly, $12. Order deadline Monday, September 23rd. Pick up Friday, September 27th. Call for specials and place your orders with Londi at 570-668-4005. Sidetrack Tap Room, your place for all the game time action. And pies, 315 North Railroad Street, Tamaqua. Life is short. Eat dessert first.
Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a beautiful start to the weekend, high up to 84. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Areas of morning fog tomorrow, then mostly sunny. A nice day for outdoor stuff, high up to 81. A moonlit sky to stroll by tomorrow night, low 51 to wrap the weekend. When you get back at it Monday, going to be comfortable. Mostly sunny with a high 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast. I'm Ruth O'Brien.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
And I have Earl from the Stony Lonesome section of Summit Hill. Earl, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Mark. Is this Coal Region Connection dating show?
Why?
Matchmaking show?
Why is that?
Just joking. I'll leave it at that.
I wanted to let you know I was at the Panther Valley football game on what we call the Stadium Overlook.
Okay.
Last night, and you can only see the home side of the field because the trees are getting grown in.
Ah, okay.
But it looked like there was more of us on the mountain than in the stand.
Really?
No, and Panther Valley won, I believe. That played Pine Grove.
Well, you know, it's not a backyard scrap like P.V. Marion or P.V. Tamaqua or P.V. Thorpe or P.V. Lehighton. You know, Pine Grove's from the other end of Schuylkill County. It's like, again, who cares?
Yeah. I don't know. I missed Vincey's call. I got a phone call. I'm sure Vincey talked about the game, but it was nice being up on the mountain and hearing the band, and, you know, it's just a nice night. We had a big campfire going, and we made sausages and some sirloin steak on a stick.
Wow, that's one way to enjoy a game up there on top of the Summit Hill Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the Lansford Mountain. We're kind of directly south of the stadium up on top. There's a clearing, a bunch of big rocks to sit on and on the coal bank. And you know, years ago we would go out there and you would run into all kind of action in the woods, kids, you know, having fires and whatever. And nowadays, you don't see a soul.
Nobody. Okay.
All the kids out there are in their 60s. 50s and 60s. And we're still going out there, and the youngsters, you just don't see them.
Well, we crawled around the woods when we were kids. You know, whether it was up by Summit Hill, Lanceford, Coaldale, you know, Nesquehoning. You know, we crawled around the mountains. That's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah. And what a beautiful evening. The weather is just so nice. It's the mosquitoes are horrendous.
Ah, okay.
They're on the attack.
But Tim was asking who the woman was. That was my mom at the Miners Festival.
Okay.
And Tim was asking about our age, and he's a pretty looking guy, good looking guy himself.
I didn't realize he was under the weather. He got sick at the festival.
No, he said he had to leave. You know?
Yeah, I mean, he came back, but he had to go and find himself some stomach relief somewhere. Had to go to Tamaqua to get it.
Yeah, I guess he didn't realize there's a Rite Aid in Lanford.
Yeah.
Although they seem to close up pretty early for some reason. They have the blinds down at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Especially on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You don't realize they're even open, but they are.
But
yeah, it was nice seeing everyone there and the Gooch, and I had a long conversation with the Gooch.
I miss Lorraine. My mom called me and said, Lorraine's at the picnic, so I said, I'll be right up, and we flew down, and Lorraine was gone already.
I see. Okay.
Well, it was a great time, very nice day. Nice to see all the action at the grounds there with the new fans going up, and, you know, it's a nice thing.
I guess that project will be done for next year's festival.
I would hope, yeah. I mean, they're really working at it. I see them there, you know, I go by almost on a daily basis and take pictures, and it's nice to have pictures of that.
Uh-huh.
That operation there, them fans are really something. And the concrete work is out of this world, that the concrete crew is an Amish crew. And boy, oh boy, I guess they're used to doing that type of work. Man. Custom work. A lot of curves and angles and precise distances for everything. And
yeah, it was really something to watch them forming them pedestals up to support the fans.
Okay. Well, they're really making an investment at the Number 9 Mine and Museum. I mean, they're investing in the property, investing in the mine to keep it open down there. So, again, it's turning into a foremost tourist attraction here in Carbon County.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to remind the listeners, free movie night at the lake, our final show of the year will be on the 23rd, if that's a Saturday, on the beach, a movie on the beach.
Free. Okay, all right.
And it's a Disney movie. I forget the name of it now. I should have been more prepared, but I'm walking out in the mountains, so I don't have that information in front of me.
And when you say on the lake, that's Muckchunk Lake, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Muckchunk Lake.
Is it a free movie for anybody?
Free, yes.
Okay.
Yep, nice family night. Bring a chair, towel, blanket, cooler, whatever.
Bug spray.
Pardon?
Bug spray.
Oh, yeah, bug spray, of course. Yep, that's for sure.
All righty. By the way, where are you at? Sounds like you're on the road. Where are you at today?
I am. I'm just walking up behind my home on the mountain.
Okay.
Between Jim Thorpe and Summit Hill.
Okay.
And enjoying nature.
All righty.
Things are coming to turn in the Hollow pretty good. We kind of have our own microclimate here in the Hollow. I guess the wind blows across the lake and comes up into the Hollow, and the leaves always turn.
there before anywhere.
Okay.
Beautiful red and orange. And
so you got a change of color already there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, significant change.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you look out in the distance at the mountain across the valley, you can see the whole mountain is starting to show signs of fall.
And again, for how warm it is now, hopefully it'll be a good color year. You need a little bit of rain, and we just haven't had a lot of rain lately. And in my yard, I have leaves coming off the trees already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, certain trees do drop their, like locust trees and all, they drop their leaves early, but it's very, very dry.
Yeah.
Very dry. Our pond is 2 feet down from normal.
Wow.
Usually this time of the year, it's pretty good, you know. And I hope it recovers before the winter, but yeah, it's down. It's down.
A lot of your landscape people say fall is for planting. September is for planting. You know, if you want to put some new grass on your yard, you don't do it in the middle of summer. You wait till September. In theory, right. You get more rain, and that's the time to do your grass planting. But, boy, we're having a very, very dry September so far.
We sure are. Yeah, it's really, I'm walking out here. The puddles are, well, actually, there's water in the puddles, but it's totally green algae.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them are dried up completely.
Okay.
And if you dig a hole 6 feet down, 5 feet down, it's dust. It's very dry.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very dry. Somehow, a lot of areas around us had significant rain, but it missed us. You know?
Well, right now, you got high pressure sitting right off of New England. It's just been parked there for about a week. And when you have it up there, it's not going to be super hot, but it's just pushing everything. The remnants of that hurricane is all going to stay to our south right now. So no rain in the forecast before Wednesday.
I know. Well, I'm not complaining.
No, we'll take it.
Right.
Earl, have a good rest of the weekend. Thanks for the call today, buddy.
You're welcome, Mark.
We'll see you. Bye-bye now. Earl out for his Saturday walk. He got a great day for it. Watching the Pat DeValley game from on top of the mountain yesterday. Having a cookout. Way to go, Earl. I have Lorraine from Hazleton on the line. Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm hanging in. How are you?
Doing good.
That's good. You were talking about change. Well, how about when you call them someplace and they'll go, press one for English, you know?
Yeah.
Press one, this for that. And, you know, you're pressing all kind of buttons until you get to a representative. But, boy, back in the day, you never had to press one for English. You just waited on the line.
Well, you didn't even wait on the line. You had a real live operator answer the phone and talk to you in English.
Yeah, I know.
You never had that problem back in the day.
No, I know. Sometimes I'll just say, I want to speak to a representative, and sometimes it works. It works quite often.
Don't you like when you're calling and you have a choice of what you're... and you don't, sorry, we can't recognize that, or something like that.
Yeah.
And you end up hanging up.
Right.
You end up hanging up.
I know how many times I get that foreign speaking voice, Sophia. And I go, please get it right. Or sometimes most of the time I just hang right up, you know. But my name is Sophia.
Yeah.
So I changed my name, alias Sophia.
Ah.
I'm just saying it like that because that's just how he comes across. So I should tell him press one for Spanish. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. There was something else that I was going to say, and quite a lot of change in general. I just don't like either myself. I always thought I wouldn't want a cell phone, but because I said I never needed one until my friends insisted they bought me one, so, and took care of it. But, like, a lot of things you do miss if you don't have one, though. It comes in handy, like if you want to look up phone numbers.
Right, right.
Without the phone book. Well, and there's another thing. Phone books have changed. It's all ads now, and then the print is so fine, and you don't get them like you used to get them anymore. They're small and...
And advertisers have been leaving phone books in droves because even now they're starting to realize that people aren't using them anymore. Your average person. Now, again, older folks may use it. And yeah. If you want to go and cater to an audience 60 plus, you know, they'll still use it. But most people, you know, there used to be a Yellow Page book, I think, in South Tamaqua that they used to peddle. Yellow Page ads, they've been gone for years. They gave it up.
And like I said, the print is so fine. I mean, I don't even look at mine anymore when and if I get one.
Well, I think they used to call that the easy-to-use book. And they always used to say it was the larger type. Well, I remember seeing, I think it was last year's book, there's nothing large about that type unless my eyes are that bad anymore.
You never know. But... you know what? The AMP, there used to be one, my recollection, up in West Hazleton by the, near the Key Theater, if I'm not mistaken. And
that I don't know.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. And, do you want to hear a poem?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's called Love in Action. The old adage is that actions speak louder than words. I guess this notion is probably true. Maybe candy and flowers will temporarily suffice, but what good are gifts without an I love you? I suppose actions and words go hand in hand. It really depends on your point of view. If a person receives one without the other, one may begin to feel rather blue. Celebrating a holiday is nice to do, but we don't need a special day to show love. A little act of kindness goes a long way, and I know that the Lord sees this from above. Smile, and then say hello. Don't be afraid to be the first one and reach out, because when all is said and done, isn't that what love is really all about?
Yeah, done. Okay. Good.
And if and when you find time, I've been thinking about this song for a couple days now myself. It's called Sad Movies Make Me Cry.
Sad Movies Make Me Cry. Okay, I will see if I can dig that up for you.
Yeah.
All righty, Lorraine, I thank you for the call today.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you. Bye-bye now.
So long.
All right, and Lorraine from Hazleton checking in today. Let's see. Do I got a break? I don't know. Nothing on the log. Well, let's see what happens here.
We'll recall, remember, and reminisce some more as Coal Region Connections continues in just a moment on AM 1410 WLSH.
More memories, more fun, and we've only just begun. Coal Region Connections on WLSH.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna
you in the year 65, 65. Ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. Tear it down and start again, whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive,
going out by request for Frank and Hazelton, Zager and Evans, in the year 2525. Alrighty. And we're back. And I have open phone lines once again. So we got a little push there. We got a little action there. Things are a little quiet. But we got some action. So I'm glad we had some callers. Let's see. I'm trying to find Lorraine's request here, and I can't seem to find it. Let's see if there's something with a different title. Alrighty, looks like we need a different title. It's Movies That Make You Cry. Okay, so we found it in there. I think we did. No, we didn't. Still didn't find it. Well, sorry, Lorraine, it's not here. Movies That Make You Cry. I'm sure there's a movie like it. I mean, they have like love songs from Titanic and a couple of others, but as far as a specific movie that makes you cry, nope. Can't seem to find it, Lorraine. It ain't here. Alrighty. Sorry about that. I have open phone lines once again, so I'm ready to hear from you. Give me a call, 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Another movie trailer, 1960, black and white, Beyond the Time Barrier.
And it flies the world's newest experimental plane faster than sound. Faster than time itself, beyond the time barrier.
Hello, Allison, this is Martin. Do you read me, kid?
Come in, Sands Control. Position 18, speed 10,000 plus, position 20, airspeed increasing. I think something's wrong!
64 years into the terrifying future. A beautiful, horrible cave world you've never dreamed of. A beautiful girl and love. Mankind was made sterile in a great cosmic plague. A new Adam and Eve are the only male and female left to repopulate the world.
I value my freedom more than this.
So you will attempt this escape even though we try and stop you?
Yes.
The jealousy of a she-devil frees the bloodthirsty killer slaves.
Follow me, soldiers of revenge. I'll lead you to the captain, to food, to freedom!
Oh,
last survivors of the human race are doomed to murder in a killer orgy by vicious subhuman mutants. Will you die 64 years from today? We challenge you to see the most terrifying picture ever made. See the picture of your life or death.
All righty, and another one of those time travel movies we grew up with back in the 1960s. All right, I had a listener in Nesquehoning. Let's see, a link. Can I find this movie for Lorraine? We're on a mission from God right now. Let's see. Now my computer won't work. Ay. Well, that is darn peculiar. Now my keyboard don't work. All right, one more time. Let's try it. All right, there we go. Got the keyboard to work. All right, sad movies make me cry. Sue Thompson. All righty. Am I going to get lucky? I think so. Oh, now my mouse don't want to work. Oh, I need my IT people here. Okay, I think I got it now. For Lorraine in Hazleton. Here we go.
Sad movies always make me cry.
So I got up and slowly walked.
request going out to Lorraine and Hazleton. Sad movies make me cry. Sue Thompson. And special thanks to Joe and Escohoni and Cool Region Connections listener for helping me find the link to that song. Thank you very much, Joe. Alrighty, I have open phone lines once again. So give me a call right now. Share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. We're here for you today on this beautiful Saturday. 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. One of the things we're talking about today, besides time travel, change. How we all adapt to change. Are we adaptable? Are we not too adaptable? A lot of things continue to change, and as we get older, it's tougher to adapt to change. We're used to the same old ways, the good old ways. I mean, I'm tough. All right, number one, I don't pay my bills where you say, take it out of my checking account. I'm old-fashioned. The bills come in the mail. I write a check, and it goes out in the mail. Unless it's a local place where you could just drop in their office and pay the bill in person. Not many of those places around. There goes another horn tooter. Not many of those places around at all. But I'm still old-fashioned. I pay my bills on time in the mail. Got to send them out earlier. Especially, like, watch out, folks, your PP&L, because you're not sending your bills to Allentown anymore. It's going to the Midwest. So you got to add a couple of days to your due date. Bet you didn't know that. They changed that this year. Why? Has to go to St. Louis or something like that. Why? I don't know. But I'm still old school as far as that goes. I think I'm one of maybe 10 people in our whole company that does not have direct deposit. Now, I know I'm going to have to get it when I go on Social Security, but again, all my life, I'm getting my paycheck, whether it's every other Friday or every other Monday, whatever the case may be. I'm just, my whole life, that's the way it's been. Get my paycheck, get to look at the paycheck. I have my pay stub in my hand that'll go in my little book that I'll be able to use to double check for my taxes. Go to the bank with that check. Walk out of the bank with money in my hand. I've been doing that all my life. And again, I'm going to have to change when I go on Social Security next year because everything's direct deposit. They don't send checks in the mail anymore. So I'm going to have to do direct deposit and force me to go and check my checking account or savings account out just to make sure it's there. More work. Yeah, supposedly easy for you. More work. And then if it goes into one account, which it does, well, then you're going to have to take maybe if you put it, say, for example, into your savings account, you're going to have to make a transfer over to your checking account so you could write checks or vice versa. So there you go. Adapting the change. It's tough when you get older. It's tough. Got about 16 minutes to go. I could take a few more calls. So give me a call, share a thought, share a memory, ask a question. 570-645-3123, 1-800-326-9574. Back with more right after this.
Coal Region Connections continues after this on AM 1410 WLSH. Attention motorsports fans, enjoy free all-ages events Saturday, September 14th and Sunday, September 15th. And while you're there taking part in the fun, check out the delicious food available. You can find more information and lists of events at weatherlyhillclimb.com. Regional weather.
This is the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a beautiful start to the weekend, high up to 84. Mainly clear tonight, low 56. Areas of morning fog tomorrow, then mostly sunny. A nice day for outdoor stuff, high up to 81. A moonlit sky to stroll by tomorrow night, low 51 to wrap the weekend. When you get back at it Monday, going to be comfortable. Mostly sunny with a high 79. With the AM 1410 WLSH AccuWeather forecast, I'm Ruth O'Brien.
800-326-WLSH 645-3123. Call and talk with Mark. The lines are open now. It's Coal Region Connection.
And I have Tim from Mine Hill, New Jersey on the line. Hey, Tim, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Great to hear my name over the radio. That was cool as all. I think I know what Earl was talking about. It was, gotta watch out for Vincey there. Vincey was, he was getting very complimentary of the beautiful Lorraine at the Coal Region Festival.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what he was talking about. That standing there at the bench with you guys was like the best 20 minutes of my whole trip. I mean, everything was working, but being a WLSH listener, when I needed to go to a drugstore, where would be the first place I'd go to? Schaefer's, of course. Well, Schaefer's ain't open on Sunday.
Well, again, a lot of your mom and pops aren't open on a Sunday. I was kind of surprised you had to go all the way to Tamaqua. Isn't Rite Aid right next to the stadium open in Lansford on a Sunday? Which is like just right up the road from the number 9 mine. But you being from Pine Hill,
my frequency of getting out there, you know, it could have not been there the last time I was there. I don't know.
When was the last time you were in Lansford? I mean, Rite Aid has been there for many years. I mean, that's been around at least, 20 years? Right next to...
I thought it was Schaefer, and then they didn't have anything, and I got some Pepto in the Turkey Hill next door.
Okay.
And they said, Sunday, they have to go to Rite Aid just then.
Okay.
Next to, Burger King's still there, right? Yeah. Down here.
And the other place, again, right next to the stadium, it was just a bottle of Pepto that you needed. You got Boyer's Food Market there, which was the old Acme back in your days.
There you go. Nope, I wasn't. Like I said, I was in a panic mode, and my brain was focused, laser focused on. No, I needed something more than Pepto. Definitely, I had to go with the Imodium. Right?
Okay. All right.
It was bad, but at least I didn't get to spend a lot of time at the festival. I didn't go in my museum tour. I didn't go into my museum. I didn't go in the mine tour. But it was still worth the trip.
Was it something that you ate at home for breakfast, and then you had the long?
Well, I think it was. I was at a fairly good sized gathering the day before. It was maybe think of me. Oh, I was talking about the Lonely Hearts Club or the dating service you run there. I was at a Northwest New Jersey Christian Singles barbecue.
Okay.
And there was about 60 people there, and being a potluck thing, you just never know. So something was undercooked, something, I don't know, but
So potluck turned out to be bad luck for you.
Definitely. Definitely. But, I mean, you're talking about things that, I guess, things we haven't been able to accept in the modern world. I don't know why I gave up. I probably gave up with a cast iron frying pan when I left home.
Uh-huh.
And now, in my 60s, I bought one for the first time.
Okay.
And even at Walmart, they're like $30, but I found one in the barbecue closeout section for half that.
Okay.
So I just used it for the first time this morning, and I said, this is it. Because I'm just so tired of buying these Teflon and Blue Diamond and whatever kind of brand name they want to, magic pans, they last for 1, 2, 3 years tops, and you throw them out. That doesn't happen with cast iron.
I mean, if you don't mind cleaning it, you know, that's okay.
Clean, but I'm not sure exactly that I'm doing it the right way. I saw them say, yeah, you just kind of scrape it out.
Okay.
Like dry steel wool. You never let it soak is the big thing. And this is where old is in conflict with new. To get more information about how to use a cast iron pan, which people have been using for, I don't know, 300 years maybe, you have to scan the QR code with your phone to get more information.
Yeah, that's another nonsense thing that I don't do. These QR codes that put your phone in, I don't get involved in that either. And, you know, the sorry thing is you used to get a manual with everything, print manual, yeah. Which now they want you to go online and download it. But even the print manuals nowadays, you need a PhD to figure it out. It's not simple, common sense, basic English anymore. When it's in English.
Well, English, it's in 17 different languages, and you got to dig to find the English.
Well, that's the other one. You got to find the English section. Here's the Spanish section. Here's the French section. Oh, there's the English section in the manual. Go to that.
But things like washing machines typically have a pretty good manual to them. But the one that came with my LG washer, I still had to go scan the QR code to be able to do special things like, I just want to put these, make the clothes go spin again, you know, because they're still damp. I want to spin them again. Or add more water to the machine, because the machines don't like to use water. It's like you always got to wash everything on extra water, deep wash or whatever to get anything clean. But, on my way out, from the festival, at least it's going to sound weird, but, I got to see Earl's Caboose.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good.
I mean, his train car, nothing else.
Yep. Well, maybe when you come next year for the festival, it'll be all done.
Well, if it's earlier, I'll come for the grand opening.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, you sound great. Heard you on the Dutch Traeger for a little bit this morning, too.
Yeah, it was it was a slow show. I mean, again, when you have great weather like this, people are out bouncing around. But still, I mean, I started off slow here, and now I see I made a little bit of a rebound. So I'm up to 12 calls, but I was struggling there. I only had like 5 or 6 calls, and now all of a sudden I got a dozen. So, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, well, we'll see if somebody else wants to get in, because, well, you know me, always the last caller.
All right. Well,
so I'm just waiting. I was waiting earlier, like 11 o'clock. I said, well, when's Lorraine going to call in? And she didn't call in until afternoon. So.
Yep. All right. Well, Tim, I thank you for the call today, buddy.
Great talking with you, Mark.
Have a good one, Tim. Bye-bye now. All right. Tim, Mine Hill, New Jersey. And like Doug in Manhattan, he listens in on the internet. So, if you're not within the range of the Panther Valley, Tamaqua, Lehigh, and Hazleton area, we're always available 24/7 on the internet. We have an app, and don't ask me how to do this stuff. I'm not an app person either, but we have an app. You go to our website, WMGH.com. There are apps there. You could download the thing onto your phone if you want. I'm sure you'll figure out better than me. I listen to my radio through a radio. Some of my staff people, as I work with our company vehicles, they always know what vehicle I was in last. Because if I take the vehicle out for a test drive or for service or whatever, I always have WLSH tuned in. I think I'm the only one out of our 20-some employees. Well, no, there's two of us, Ken and I. We listen to WLSH. We're the only ones. We're also the oldest ones in the group. But they always know when, Mark or Ken had the van last, or Mark or Ken had the car last. WLSH is on. Well, we like our oldies. Speaking of oldies, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, the Stone Man Dance Party, right after Coal Region Connection, some of the best oldies on the radio. The Stone Man here from 1 till 4. Great show. Great show at the Stone Man. All right, I could sneak in one more call, maybe. Maybe two if they're short. If you call up right now, 570-645-3123. 1-800-326-9574. Ensign Old Tool, another TV show going back to the 1960s. All right, bringing back memories for you today here at Coal Region Connections, like we always do. I'm going to give you a quick reminder here, one final reminder for the Starting Over Animal Rescue, 501c3 nonprofit rescue. They are having a benefit bingo. I know a lot of our older folks like benefit bingos, especially if there's designer bags and cash involved. It's going to be at the Schnecksville Fire Company Pavilion, Sunday, October 20th. Mark your calendar right now. Schnecksville Fire Company Pavilion, 4550 Old Packhouse Road in Schnecksville. Designer bags and cash bingo, 20 games, 5 specials. There's a basket raffle, door prizes and refreshments. Advance tickets $25, at the door $30. Bring a pet food donation and you'll be entered in a special drawing. Now, I got a phone number. It's a West Penn Andrews phone number if you want ticket information, more information about the bingo. It's 570-386-3417. Doors open at 11, bingo starts at 1. And again, it's Sunday, October 20th. Starting Over Animal Rescue. This is a benefit for them. And it's at the Schnecksville Fire Company Pavilion. If your nonprofit organization wants me to give a shout out here on a Saturday, Dutch Trader and Coal Region Connections, another horn tutor. Boy, they're going by today. Drop me a line. You know, just say, hey, I want Mark to promote this. And they'll make a copy and put it in my bin. It could be an all-you-could-eat breakfast, could do all-you-could-eat dinner, maybe a festival, whatever. But if your nonprofit needs some help, I'm always ready to help out the nonprofit organizations. Give you a shout-out on a Saturday during my shows. Glad to help your organization. So drop me a line. Who, what, when, where, why has all the basic information, and I'll be glad to give a shout-out. I mean, there'll be people that say, hey, Mark, didn't you know about this? Didn't you know about that? No, I don't. If you don't drop me a line, I won't know, and neither will the people out there. So one thing all nonprofit organizations need is kind of like a marketing director, somebody to take care of the publicity. You know, contact the newspapers, contact the radio stations, contact the TV stations. If you have a Facebook page, make sure it's on Facebook and your Facebook page is updated. I mean, there's a lot of things nonprofits can do to help themselves. That's minimal cost to promote your agency, your organization, your fundraising efforts. So we're just one of many to help you out here. So if you want to get your word out, drop me a line. That's going to do it for Coal Region Connections today. I'm going to have a quick meeting with the owner, Chris, and Kayla. I'm going to go over a couple of things here. Until next week when we return, folks, have yourself a great day, a great weekend, and don't forget, it's still okay to wear that mask.
You've been listening to Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH. Coal Region Connections is heard every Saturday at 10 a.m. immediately following the Dutch Trader Show. Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH is brought to you by the Beacon Diner Restaurants, First National Pharmacy, Jesse Music, PLS Deli, Schaefer's Pharmacy, and Sidetrack Tap Room. Join us next Saturday at 10 for another edition of Coal Region Connections on AM 1410 WLSH.